Irma victims face staggering recovery.
One moment, it's gone. It's hard to figure out where you're going to start over.
Damage assessment from the Caribbean.
We're totally devastated. We've lost homes. We lost vehicles.
President entertains members of both parties.
On the menu, carving up the tax code.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, work crews are trying to pave the way for residents of the southernmost Florida Keys to return and get a look at the devastating blow delivered by Hurricane Irma. CBS's Elaine Quijano says those who have had a look can't believe what they're seeing.
One of every four. That's how many homes in the Florida Keys, FEMA says, are destroyed. Another 65% suffered major damage. About 70% of the keys are without power.
This control was the original Dockside sign.
Simone Mullis owns Dockside Bar and Grill in Marathon. Oh, the Georgia native says rebuilding could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So your restaurant made it okay?
Restaurant held up very well.
So she's concentrating on her other restaurant in town, where her team is cooking for first responders.
Millions in Florida are waiting for electricity to come back on, and as we hear from CBS's Mark Strassman, for most, it'll be a matter of days, not hours.
One line at a time, utility crews are working round the clock to restore electricity. Customers on the East Coast should have power back by the end of the weekend. Full restoration won't be complete until September 22nd, nearly 2 weeks after Irma hit. Widespread outages mean water and sanitation systems are down. There's no air conditioning in the 90-degree Florida heat and humidity. And traffic lights without power are creating chaos on the roads.
It's not very pleasant, I'll tell you that.
Vincent and Ernestine Chapman, both in their 90s, have been without power since Sunday night.
They don't give you much information, you know. There's no way knowing when it'll be on.
At least 25 deaths are blamed on Irma in the southeast. Some survive the weather, only to face trouble later.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Local officials have issued new warnings about not running generators inside homes after three deaths here in Orange County. Sheriff spokesman Jeff Williamson.
When the deputy walked into the house, he was just completely overcome by the smell of gas in the house.
Four other people from that home were hospitalized for carbon monoxide poisoning, as were eight people along the Space Coast.
Well, now to the Caribbean. Work is going on there. CBS's Tony DeCopel is in hard-hit St. John in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
We need to let everybody know how bad it is here.
Tommy Young moved from Boston and made Coral Bay St. John his home in 2007.
We're totally devastated. We've lost homes, we lost roofs, we lost vehicles.
What does your home look like?
It's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Nearly every building on the island is damaged or destroyed. An advance team from FEMA surveyed the island for a command post.
You're sure there's nothing else on the island other than this room right here?
This is the only building that's left standing that will be usable. I'm dead serious, folks. Yeah.
Well, Star Power turned out last night for a broadcast telethon to raise money for victims of Irma and Hurricane Harvey.
There wouldn't be no Alamo.
From George Strait to George Clooney, musicians, actors, and comedians performed and answered the phones. The hand-in-hand effort raised more than $14 million. Well, President Trump had some people over last night, people who could hold the keys to his plans for tax reform. White House correspondent Major Garrett.
Three Senate Republicans, three Senate Democrats over here for dinner last night on the menu, carving up the tax code. Now, this bipartisan push is largely symbolic, at least for now. The true test of tax reform's political appeal will come when the details emerge and the votes are counted. Between now and then, the White House says the president will spend one day every week on the road this fall trying to build momentum for tax reform.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is unveiling a health care bill that provides health insurance for everyone by expanding Medicare. And a new Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare is emerging too, but neither is likely to get broad support. Equifax is facing lawsuits, outrage from Congress, and confusion from tens of millions of people who had their personal information compromised by hackers. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us live with more.
More than 30 lawsuits so far and mass consumer confusion among as many as 143 million American victims.
We're hearing from folks who are complaining that they don't understand what this means and that they don't understand how they are supposed to react.
Identity theft expert Eva Velasquez says the best bet is a credit freeze, telling all the credit reporting agencies not to share your information. But
freezing it is still no guarantee.
Says business professor and hacked Equifax customer expert David Anderson, because the hackers can still use your stolen identity on all sorts of transactions. And Anderson's trying to buy a house. He needs his credit info accessible. And Equifax, it says it will no longer charge its hacked customers for freezing their own credit reports. Steve?
Overseas, a show of force from South Korea. A missile with a range of 300 miles was launched from an F-15 fighter jet that can elude North Korean radar. Fresh analysis finds ISIS is on the run, but still a threat. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This report by Jane's Terrorism and Insurgency Center claims ISIS will lose its remaining territory in Iraq and Syria within the next 12 months, but it's likely to transition to a shadow state, an underground insurgency. That could significantly increase the terrorism threat in Europe for the next 10 years. The main worry is the return of trained foreign fighters to their home countries. The report also says Islamic State's decline will also open the door to a resurgence of groups like Al-Qaeda.
We'll see. Seattle Democratic Mayor Ed Murray has resigned after a fifth person, a cousin, has accused him of sexual abuse. Murray, who denies the allegations, had already decided against running for re-election. Jenny Durkin is a mayoral candidate Murray has endorsed.
I'm really glad that the mayor made the right decision. I called on him to resign. He did so. I think that's best for the city.
Edith Windsor's death yesterday at 88 came 2 years after she and others celebrated outside the Supreme Court after it ruled in favor of same-sex marriage. Windsor brought the case after the death of her spouse had her facing a huge estate tax bill that heterosexual couples are not subject to. Legal analyst Andrew Cohn.
She filed the lawsuit not because she wanted to be a cultural icon or the named plaintiff in an historic lawsuit, not because of the headlines, but because she wanted a tax refund and the laws at the time refused to recognize her same-sex marriage.
The Cleveland Indians are making quite a statement as baseball closes in on the postseason. Here's CBS's Jim Shanaby.
The hottest team in Major League Baseball has set a record for consecutive wins.
Smoke chopper to third. Urshela will flip to first. It's in the bag and the Indians have won. Consecutive game.
Matt Underwood with a call on Sports Time Ohio. With a 2-0 win over Detroit, the Tribe equaled the American League record of 20 straight wins, tied with the Moneyball 2002 Oakland A's. The 1916 New York Giants hold the overall record of 26 wins, but there was a tie mixed in with those victories. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Well, ESPN says the tweets from one of its anchors were inappropriate. Jemele Hill called President Trump a white supremacist and a bigot in a series of exchanges with other Twitter users. There have been online calls for her to be fired. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.